tell us more, if you would please, about what you would describe to be the healing journey.
I think everybody has, will have a different experience of a healing journey. For me, it was listening to the inner self, not shutting that down. You know, there was a voice inside of me that was coming out very strongly, telling me what would be the right thing to do. Even when I was diagnosed, before I found Qigong, I tried to stay positive. When people asked how I was feeling, I wasn't going to go on with a list of everything that was bothering me, because I knew nobody would want to hear that, you know. And I wanted, to me, it was really important to try to stay socially connected. And I thought, you know, I don't want to turn people off. But every once in a while, I would get really honest with somebody in the family or somebody who was close. And my stepmother in New York had asked me how I was doing at that time. And I said, well, it's not getting any better. This thing only goes in one direction, you know. And right after I said it, it was almost like I was hit with a lightning bolt or something. Something inside my head said, that's wrong. You know that's wrong. I don't think I ever forgot that message from somewhere deep inside of me that I didn't know existed, telling me, you don't have to keep getting worse. I don't know where that came from, but, you know, listening to the inner voice was key for me.